is your host, Mitchell J. Raven, and we're very glad that you're joining us again today. Today we have Melissa Anderson on. It's going to be a very interesting show because Melissa is a psychic. She has been doing this actually all her life and has been doing it professionally for over 6.5 years. She's been working with police departments, she's actually even worked with federal government and others, helping to locate missing people and crack difficult cases that through ordinary policing methods cannot or is compromised in their doing. She's been written up in a number of books, among which is Hans Holzer's Guide to Psychics, Dictionary of, Directory of, and is also currently publishing an article in this particular publication.
It's a column.
It is a column, right, thank you. Mm-hmm. And is known by many.
I'll jump in here anywhere.
Okay, you'll jump in a second and correct everything. And here she is now, and has been very much in the forefront of a lot of what's going on in the psychic world, which is usually behind the scenes. She may not know of her, but now you're being given the chance to get to know her. Your experience.
I work with animals, too.
You work with animals, sure. And what was that?
With a veterinary. With veterinarians.
Diagnostically?
Yes. So I connect with all, not
you
just human species.
You did a diagnostic as well as the healing?
Yes. If I'm asked, yes. And even if I'm not asked, when I'm there, I'll do what I can.
I see.
They have cases where, yes, where they don't know, where they'll get a subject in. In one case, my last case was a dog, where they don't know what took place and what happened to cause the element of why they're there. And I expressed that what took place, where it took place in a garage, something was consumed, but then he went to a veterinary that instituted certain things into the dog's body. And I looked up at the vet and I said, that wasn't you, was it? He said, no. In fact, you're very quite right. We got this dog from another vet, who that's exactly what we believe. You're backing me up on that now. We believe that he gave the wrong diagnosis and he gave the wrong medicine, and that caused this poisoning. Poisoning on top of the toxic effects that the dog already had, even more severe, and the dog was dying. There's nothing I could do at that point to help. Yeah. But I backed him up.
You do scans of the body of a dog or a human?
Right. In that case, I'd even found the prior injuries that were in what I call the elimination system. He acknowledged, yes, there was a bladder problem from before. So I picked up what was from before as well.
Before. God, I hate to say we're almost out of time.
Me too.
Did you want it? This is fun.
God, to me too. An honor.
Yeah, good. It's been wonderful to have you on. Did you want to show us what this is?
Yes, I'll have you do this again. And okay. Pick it up the way I asked you to pick it up.
Okay, do you want to tell everybody what this is?
Yes, this is actually, it's a pen. It's called a, what do they call this pen? Oh, a bubble pen. Bubble pen. And you can put your four fingers here and show everyone.
Okay.
My hands, my hands are warm now. Yes, it's methanol fuel inside the chamber. And your fingers are pressing heat and by your touch into the bottom chamber and creating oxygen molecules to press that methanol fuel, which is colored blue, into the top chamber. So that pressure from the oxygen molecules are pushing it right up. And you can do it opposite, bring it back down.
I'm hot.
You have wonderfully warm hands. And you can do that for me. And as I said, you can do it the normal way, and I can do it the paranormal way.
Yeah, okay. Always being paranormal, aren't you, Melissa?
Exactly. That's what my girlfriend says. She says, I'm abnormal, you're paranormal. Thank you, Marjorie.
Right. Thank you, Marjorie.
Okay.
Shall I set it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll try and do this as quickly as I can because, of course, we've got time on the
40 seconds.
Okay, up.
If you want some help, just ask me.
Okay, you can throw yourself into it. Okay, just throw yourself into the top, bring up to the top chamber, and you're already visualizing it up there. That's exactly how this thought process is in me.
Exactly. You can even invite everyone else to do the same.
Okay, and I'm seeing the blue coming up right now through the middle, through the little black middle chamber in between the two chambers, and it's descending up, 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 up. And you can see the compass needle doing its thing too, because I have that next to it. It's also being affected by my energy.
Yes.
So there you go. You see already the point.